This is a recording of Maseches Brachos Daf Gimel Amud Beis to help with the Bekiyos, starting from the very bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph. Gemara quotes a Braisa. Tanu Rabbanan. The rabbis taught in a Braisa, Mnei Shlosha Dvarim Eilin Chnasim L'Churva. So we mentioned previously a story of a Tana who went into the Churva and he met with Eliyahu Anavi. So now we are going to say, why did Eliyahu Anavi tell him not to go into the Churva? So, reason number one, nechashad, because people will suspect you that you are meeting a zona over there, right? Rashi says, shelo yomru zona mukhenes lo sham. You're there to do some action that you want to be hidden from the public. Number two, mipnei hamapolis, because perhaps there will be a cave-in that Rashi explains, shechoma sarachava achurva ra'ua. It's a bad walls over there, Masukan, and who it's dangerous, Pentipala Chomala, maybe the wall will fall on him. So Rashi explains that we're afraid that the Churva will cave in. Number three, Mipnei Hamazikin, right, because of the fear of demons, because Shadim rule over these nasty places, and therefore we're afraid they'll harm the person. Now, Gemara says, Mipnei HaChashad, V'teipuklei Mishum Mapolis. Why do I need to learn out Mipnei HaChashad? Why not just say it's a case where we're afraid Mishum Mapolis? Mapolis should be good enough. We should not have to worry about Chashad also. So Gemara answers, there's a case where you still have to worry about Chashad. Bichadasi, if it's a brand new Churva, state-of-the-art Churva. Now, obviously, there's no such thing as a state-of-the-art Churva. It means it was a place that was recently destroyed, but the structural situation is excellent. And therefore, you still have to worry about Chashad, even if you don't have to worry about Mapolis. V'teibuglei Mishum Mazikin. But if we're afraid of Mazikin, then that's what we're afraid of, the end. Why do we have to worry about Chashad and Mapolis? The answer is betray. It's talking about two people. Rashi explains that two people are not so subject to Rashi doesn't say it over here, but this is what it implies in the Gemara, that two people are not so subject to the effects of demons. I don't know if you remember the Gemara in Kiddushin last year. It talked about one of the things when in the Beis Medrash that of Abaye. So one of the things that was, there was a demon there that was so bad that even when two people would go in during the day, they would still be damaged by that particular mazik. But normal mazikin that are not super powerful, they can't affect you if you're with another person, if you're two people going at the same time. So then the Gemara answers, he betray chashad namileka. With two people, so there's no chashad either. Look, he didn't go in by himself. The answer is treu pritze. Two people who are both prutzim, unfortunately, if two people there, keep the halachos, they don't really care about being modest individuals in the laws of Arayus, and therefore two people going in there, they might both be going in there for the same wrong reason, and therefore we are choshish them. Mari says further, Mipnei ha-mapoles, why are we afraid that it's going to cave in? V'teipuklei mishum chashad u'mazikin. Why not just say the other two reasons? There's no nafkamina for Mapolis. So Gemara answers, betray uksheri. What do you have? Two tzaddikim go into the, or not even big tzaddikim, but kosher people go into the, they go into the place together. You don't have any fear of chashad. You have a bigger chance they're going to have a chavrusa than anything else. Okay, so that's nothing wrong with that. And it's two people. They're not going to be damaged by the mazikin. Right, mipnei mazikin, v'teipuklei mishum chashad mapolis. Why do I need dafka mazikin? Why isn't chashad mapolis enough? Gemara answers: b'churva chadas, you betray uksheri. It's a structurally sound churva, and it's two kosher people. So there's no chashad, and there's no mapolis. The only thing left is mazikin. Effecti gemara v'i betray mazikin nami leka. It says, but we don't have to be afraid of mazikin either if there's two people. We just said that before. Our answer is Bim Koman Chashina. No, now they change their opinion. If it's a Churva, that's the hometown of the demons, so there you have to be afraid even by two people. Good point. V'boy Seima, or you don't like that answer because we don't have to change anything. V'yolam B'chad. We can talk about one person. V'churva Chadasi, the Kob, right? The Koi Bidabar. Right? So we say that if it's a brand new churva, structurally sound, but it's in a debara, right? So that means in a field, right? So if it's standing in the field, so it's lo shchich, I lost the place for 1 second. Chad koi v'debara, dehasam mishum chashad leka, there is no chashad, deha isha v'debara lo shchicha, in those days women were not found out in the fields, and therefore the guy wouldn't think that there's a zona waiting for him. Mishum mazikin ika, but there's still a fear of mazikin. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Arba Mishmaros Avila. Back to the topic of the watches of the evening. So this Braisa disagrees with the earlier opinion of Rabbi Eliezer and says that there are actually four shifts to the heavenly watches of the night. Rabbi disagrees with Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Nassan Omer Shalosh. He says it's three, like we've been saying all along. My time at the Rabbi Nassan. What's Rabbi Nassan's reason? Dechsev, Vayavo Gidon Umeya Isha Sher Ito B'Ktzea Machaneh Rosha Ashmura HaTichona. Right? So he says that Gidon and the 100 people who were with him from the edge of the camp, they came at the beginning of the middle Ashmura. Tana, we have a braisa that says Ein Tichon El Sheish Lefon El Achra. The definition of middle is that there's one before and one after. That's how you touch up the pasuk. So you see that in order for there to be one before and one after, we're talking three. It's the middle one. V'Rebbe Mai Tichona Achas Min HaTichono Shebetichonos. Right? He says one of the two middle ones. Right? There's two outer ones and two middle ones. No problem. V'Rabbi Nasa Miksiv Tichona Shebetichonos. It doesn't say one of the middle ones. Tichona Ksiv, the middle one. So he disagrees with Rebbe's reading the pasuk. Next, my time of the Rebbe. Why does Rebbe want to say there are four? Amar Rav Zreika, Amar Rav Ami, Amar Rav Yishuv ben Levi, Kasev Echad Omer Chatzos Laylakom Lahodes Lecha Al Mishpatei Tzidkecha Tehillim. David HaMelech says that I get up at Chatzos to thank you over your righteous laws, meaning I sing praises to you, Hashem, over the mitzvos. V'Kasev Echad Omer Kadmo Einai Ashmoros. My eyes were open to see the Ashmoros. How Kate said, how is this so? Arba Mishmaros, Havi Alayla. It must be that there are four Mishmaros, and therefore Chatzos is one of the, meaning when I get up at Chatzos, I am ahead of the game that I, meaning if there would be only three Mishmaros, when I get up at Chatzos, I'm already in the middle of Mishmar number two. So how could we say, Kadmo Einai Ashmoros, that my eyes precede the two Mishmaros? It would be just say Kadmo Einai Ashmura, that I'm only up to see one Ashmura, the last one. But if you say that there are four, I'm up for the last two. And therefore, it must be that there are four Ashmaros. That, I believe, is how he proves it from that particular pasuk. Right? That's how Rashi explains it. So that is the proof for Rebbe. And how's Rabbi Nassan going to deal with Rabbi Nassan? Savalak, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Rabbi Shua, sorry, he holds like Rabbi Shua the Tana. That's not Rabbi Shua Omer. Rabbi Shua says, Al Shalosh Shos, right, Kriya Shema goes until 3 hours into the day. Shekein Derech Malachim, Lamad B'Shalosh Shos, right? So he says that the way that princes normally wake up is 3 hours into the day. Shistalilya, 6 hours of the night. V'tarti Diyamam, and 2 hours into the day. Havalahu Shtei Mishmaros. That's talking about two Mishmaros right there, meaning when David HaMelech was Dafka talking about his Ashmoros, he was talking about till the end of the Zman Kriyishma. Rav Ashi Omer, Rav Ashi says, Mishmaro upalganami Mishmaros kari. No, David HaMelech would wake up in the middle of the second third of the night, but he was awake for part of it, and therefore when he woke up in the middle of the Mishmar, that's called Kadmoene Ashmoros. I was awake for part of the second Mishmar and all of the third. And therefore, David HaMelech could still say, Kadmo Einai Ashmoros. Gemara continues, Va'amar Rabbi Zreika, Amar Rabbi Ami, Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Ein Omer Bifnei Ames, El Advarav Shalmes. We learn out a different idea that we're only supposed to speak in front of a dead body things related to the dead body. It's disrespectful. It's time to have a conversation about something else. Amar Rabbi Abba Barkana, Lo Aman El Divrei Torah. He only said that you're not allowed to speak about other things when it meant speaking about Divrei Torah, because the Mace, Nebuch, can't learn Torah anymore. And therefore, it's insulting to the mace to talk about Torah in its presence. Avol milei da'alma leislanba, but stam to talk about general things you're allowed to. V'ika da'amrei, amar Rabbi Abba Barkana, lo arman ela afilu b'divrei Torah. No, he says, even you're not allowed to talk about Torah. V'kol shkin milei da'alma, you're certainly not just stam allowed to have a conversation in front of a mace. Fine. Now the Gemara moves on to a new question, going back to David HaMelech and the pasuk that said he used to wake up at Chatzos. So ask the Gemara, V'David b'palga delilya havakoy, me'urta havakoy. So he says, well, did David HaMelech wake up at the middle of the night? Did he wake up at Chatzos? No, he was up already at the beginning of the night. Tichsev kadamti b'neshef v'iva sheya. Let me see if I pronounced that correctly. Yeah, v'iva sheya, v'ava sheya. Kadamti b'nefesh v'ava sheya. Right, so he says, I already was up before the nefesh, the neshef. Umimai dahave neshef urta. How do I know that the word neshef means nighttime? Dechsev, as it says, Beneshef be'erev yom be'isham layla va'afela. So it says, Beneshef, at the Neshef, be'erev yom, right? Be'isham layla va'afela. So it's at the beginning of the, it's the evening of the day, right? Etc., etc. And the layla va'afela, the layla in the darkness, etc. Okay, fine. Amarav Oshia, Amar Rebbe Acha, Hachi Ka'amar. This is what David meant to say. Not that he would wake up at Chatzos, rather, may olam lo avar alai chatzos laila b'sheina. He did wake up towards the beginning or at the beginning of the night, but he never let a night of chatzos, he never let a midnight pass him by while he was still sleeping. That's one answer, how you deal with both psukim. Rabbi Zeira, Omer, Rabbi Zeira has another answer. Ad chatzos laila hayim isnam nim kasus. He would move around like a horse. He would sort of toss and turn in his bed. Mikan va'ela chayim isgaber ka'ari. Then he strengthened himself like a lion and jumped out of bed. Meaning, so he sort of kind of slept on and off a number of short naps at the beginning half of the night. And in the second half of the night, he was way out of bed. Rav Ashi has a third possibility. Ad chatzos laila hayim osek b'divrei Torah. He was up, but what does it mean that at chatzos I would get up to praise Hashem? So until chatzos he was learning regular Torah. Mikan ve'elach b'shiros v'sishbachos, and then from chatzos and onward he started singing praises to Hashem. Now the Gemara has a side question. V'neshef urtahu, does the word neshef really mean nighttime? Ha neshef tzafrahu. Isn't the word nefesh mean morning? Dechsev v'yichas David. May haneshef va'ad ha'erev, right? So it's vayakim. I'm really doing a great job reading psukim today. Vayakim David may haneshef ad ha'erev l'macharasam, right? So it says David hit them from the neshef until the next evening. So what are we talking about over here? The word neshef clearly means morning. So my lav mitzafra va'ad lilya. Is it not clear that that pasuk means that from morning until night? Lo meurta va'ad urta. It means from one evening until the next. Ihachi, if that's really the meaning of the pasuk, lichto meha neshef ad ha neshef o meha erev ad ha erev. Why not use the same word twice? From the neshef to the neshef, or from the erev to the erev. Elo merava tre nashfe Havu. There are two neshefs. Neshef Lilya of Asi Yamama. Neshef Yamama of Asi Lilya. So there's the neshef of the night when it's becoming daybreak. So it means the transition period into daytime. And there's the neshef of the day when it's transitioning into night. Now the Gemara has a new kasha based on the fact that David would get up at Chatzos, or that he would switch to learning different things at Chatzos. How on earth did David know when Chatzos was? But David asked the Gemara, "Mi haviyada palga delilya emas?" Did he know when Chatzos, the midpoint of the night, was? Dehashta Moshe Rabbeinu lo haviyada. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know. Dichsiv, it says by Makas Bechoros, "Ka Chatzos halayla niyotzei besoch Mitzrayim." Around Chatzos, Hashem is going to come out and hit the firstborns of Mitzrayim. So Moshe Rabbeinu had to say, Kachatzos, my Kachatzos. What does it mean, Kachatzos? Ilema da amarle kutcha brichu Kachatzos. So okay, Hashem said to him, Kachatzos. So he had to repeat, Kachatzos. Mi ika sveka kameshmaya. Is there a suffix in front of heaven? Meaning, of course, Hashem knew when Chatzos was. Hashem would never say around midnight, right? Moshe Rabbeinu must have changed. Ela da amarle bachatzos. Hashem must have said to him, Bachatzos. Vasa iu. He changed it up a little bit to Kachatzos because Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't claim to be as accurate, obviously, as the Ribbono Shel Olam. Alma Misafkale. We see from there that David HaMelech Moshe Rabbeinu was not 100% sure when Chatzos was. V'David HaVayada, and David actually knew. So generally speaking, we assume that anything Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know, no one else could possibly know. So David, Simana Havale. So the Gemara answers, yeah, David had something that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have. It's not about Ruach HaKodesh or knowing how to read the Simanim of heaven as much as it. That, obviously, Moshe Rabbeinu would have been better at. But David had a different simon. He had an atomic clock. The Amar Rav Acha Bar Bizna, Amar Rav Shimon Chasida, Kinor Havei Talui Lamala Mimitaso Shel David. David hung a harp on top of his bed. V'kevan Shehigia Chatzos Laila Ba Ruach Tzfonis V'Nosheves Bo. Umenagain may a love. Right, what happened? David hung his harp atop of his bed, and the way it was in David's area, the winds would always shift as one of the signs that it's now Chatzos. So the winds would shift in such a way that it would blow through the harp strings, and it would make the harp make some noises, and therefore that was his little alarm clock to tell him when Chatzos was. Miyad haya omed v'osik b'Torah sh'ala mura shachar. Immediately he would get up and learn Torah until the morning. Right, this is a little bit of a different source than before, where it said that David HaMelech would switch from learning Torah at Chatzos, he would switch to Tehillim, he would switch to Shiros to Shishpachos Takarish Baruch Hu. And then once dawn came upon him, then the Chachamim would come in to talk to David. He says, our master the king, your nation Yisrael requires sustenance where we need money. Why not make parnasa one from the other? Give each other tzedakah, do business with each other. It's good to, we're good to go. Amrulo, they said back, Eina komets masbias ha'ariv, Eina bor mismale mechul yoso. Right, he says, no. Two mishalim over here, a handful, a kamitza, three fingers full, is not going to satisfy a lion, meaning we need a lot and we don't have a lot. And even if you say that we have enough, Ein ha'bor mismale mechul yoso, you cannot fill up a bore, a pit, with its own dirt. It somehow it doesn't work out that way, that you can't just spread the wealth completely and have it work out. So Amar Lahem, okay, Lechu Pashtu Yadechem, Bigadud, okay, so go out and wage war against a neighboring country, and we'll try to take some of the spoils of war, and we'll make a parnasa from that. Miyad Yoatzim B'Achitofel, they would ask advice from Achitofel, V'nim Lachim B'Sanhedrin, they would ask permission of the Sanhedrin, are they allowed to go to war? V'Sho'alim B'Urim B'Tumim, then the Kohen Gadol would ask the Urim B'Tumim, the majestic, majestic's the wrong word, but the supernatural means of communication that the Kohen Gadol had with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are we going to win the war? Is this a good idea? Do we have your permission? So Amar Rabbi Yosef, and Rabbi Yosef says, how do we know all this? Mikra, what's the source in the Pasuk that we know all this from? So it says, V'acharei Achitofel b'nayo ben Yoyada v'Evyasar v'sar tzaval ha-melech Yoav. So it says over there, after Achitofel, was next, was b'nayo ben Yoyada, and then Evyasar, he was the Kohen Gadol, v'sar tzaval ha-melech Yoav. So what are we talking about over here? Then we go to the general, Yoav, who was, you know, the leader of David's armies. So we're going to darshan that pasuk now. Achitofel ze yoitz. V'cheinu omer v'atzos achitofel asher yo'atz b'yamim ahim. Kasher yishal b'dvar elokim. Right, so he says, Achitofel was one of David's trusted advisors. He was the one, you know, who was asking the questions, should we go to war, should we not go to war, at that point. B'nayahu ben Yoyada ze Sanhedrin. B'nayahu ben Yoyada represented the Sanhedrin. Evyasar elu Urim V'tumim. Evyasar was the Kohen Gadol. He was representing, asking the Urim V'tumim. V'chein ha'omer. And so too it says in the Pasuk, B'nayahu ben Yoyada ala kresi va'al ha'plesi. Right, so Benayo ben Yoyada was on the Crazy and on the Placey. V'lama nikra shmam Crazy Placey. Why were they called Crazy Placey? Crazy shekors in divrayim, Placey shemuflaim bidivrayim. Right, so he says Crazy shekors in bidivrayim, that they cut off their words, meaning they speak very abruptly and very curtly. So it's hard to, you know, a lot of times hard to, you have to translate what they're actually talking about. You know the famous story with Eliyahu Cohen when he thought that Chana was drunk because he saw, and the Medrash says, because he misread the Urim V'Tumim. Right, so it says, that's why the Urim V'Tumim were called the Kresi Uplesi. Number one, Shekorsim B'Divrayim, that they said something very, very set amount of words, and it was not too much, not too little. And Plesi, why were they called Plesi? Shemuflam B'Divrayim, that their words were unbelievable. They were, right, that they would have to be understood by someone who had Ruach HaKodesh. Right, and then, V'achar kach, Sartzav Alamelech, Yoav, and then after that, they would ask Yoav, the general, to go to war for them. And okay, so that is the story with the Chacham coming to ask David, please help us make a parnasa. Just to finish off a little bit, so it says, Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Adav Amri La, Amar Rav Yitzchak Breder Rav Idi, Maikra, what is the pasuk that teaches us that David HaMelech used to wake up in this such a way with his harp? It says, Ura Kvodi, awaken my glory, Ura HaNevel V'Chinor, Ira Shachar, right? So it says, awaken my instruments, my Nevel, my Chinor, the types of harps, Ira Shachar, I will awaken the morning. I will awaken the dawn. So we know that David HaMelech was awakened by his harp, and he was able to awaken the dawn. And now the Gemara just gives its very famous standard answer that I believe Rashi quotes on his Parash on Chumash. Rabbi Zeira, Omer Rabbi Zeira says, Moshe li olam aviyada. Of course, Moshe knew when Chatzos was. V'David nami haviyada. David also knew when Chatzos was. He don't need a harp. Cave unto David haviyada, kinar lamelo. So why did he need the harp? Liso rui mishinase, because he was sleeping sometimes. He needed to be awoken. Cave unto Moshe haviyada, lama lamemer kachatzos. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu say kachatzos if he really knew when chatzos was? Moshe kosavar, because Moshe thought, Shema yitu itztaknini paro, v'yomer Moshe badai, who maybe the sorcerers or the advisors of Paro would make a mistake and they would think it's Chatzos when it really wasn't, and they'll say, ah, Moshe's a liar. De Amar Mar, Lamad Lashoncha Lomar Eini Odea. Teach your tongue to say the words, I don't know. Shema Tizbada V'teyachez. Maybe you'll say something wrong and then you'll get caught. So it's always better to say, I'm not sure, maybe it's around Chatzos, even though he himself knew that it was Chatzos. Rav Ashi Amar, another Teretz from Rav Ashi, V'palga Urta De Teleser Nagi Arbeisa Havakoi. Moshe was standing there talking to Paro at Chatzos of the night of the 13th. So what did he say? V'hachikamer Moshe l'Yisrael. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu said to Yisrael, not to Paro, I apologize. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'machar kachatzos alayla, ki ha'idna niyotze b'soch Mitzrayim. Tomorrow night, just like this Chatzos, meaning at this exact time, tomorrow night, Hashem is going to come out and smite the firstborn. So that's what Moshe meant when he said, Ka Chatzos. Like tonight at Chatzos, just like tonight at Chatzos, just like Chatzos is tonight, so too tomorrow night at this exact time.